Chapter 2. The Putter Up. This singular gentleman was Edward Pierce, and for a man destined to become so notorious that Queen Victoria herself expressed a desire to meet him, or, barring that, to attend his hanging, he remains an oddly mysterious figure. In appearance, Pierce was a tall, handsome man in his early 30s, who wore a full red beard in the fashion that had recently become popular, particularly among government employees. In his speech, manner, and dress, he seemed to be a gentleman and well-to-do. He was apparently very charming and possessed of a captivating address. He himself claimed to be an orphan of Midlands gentry, to have attended Winchester and then Cambridge. He was a familiar figure in many London social circles and counted among his acquaintances ministers, members of Parliament, foreign ambassadors, bankers, and others of substantial standing. Although a bachelor, he maintained a house at No. 19 Curzon Street in a fashionable part of London. But he spent much of the year travelling and was said to have visited not only the continent, but New York as well. Contemporary observers clearly believed his aristocratic origins. Journalistic accounts often referred to Pierce as a rogue, using the term in the sense of a male animal gone bad. The very idea of a high-born gentleman adopting a life of crime was so startling and titillating that nobody really wanted to disprove it. Yet there is no firm evidence that Pierce came from the upper classes. Indeed, almost nothing of his background prior to 1850 is known with any certainty. Modern readers, accustomed to the concept of positive identification as an ordinary fact of life, may be puzzled by the ambiguities of Pierce's past. But in an era when birth certificates were an innovation, photography a nascent art, and fingerprinting wholly unknown, it was difficult to identify any man with certainty, and Pierce took special care to be elusive.